Douglas Blackstone, director of Odyssey, is my guest to talk about the upcoming lecture series. How long has Odyssey been in existence?
Kati, I think it's been in existence for about 23 years or 24 years or so. We have catalogs going all the way back, which I leaf through from time to time.
And what is Odyssey?
Odyssey is a non-credit continuing education program under the wings of Johns Hopkins University, of their liberal arts program. It being non-credit, our classes are at night and it's open to anyone. There's no homework. And we find that people just like to get out and come and listen to the professors. And we have a lot of dedicated professors who have been teaching classes at Odyssey for years. Sometimes people will come no matter what they teach, if they see a name that they like.
So who are the professors? Are they Johns Hopkins professors? Are they people in the community? Who are they?
Both. There's several who are Johns Hopkins professors, but we also have people from Loyola College, from Notre Dame University. It's a very good mix. And some people are not professors themselves, but are noted authors or artists, musicians, and they also have a following as well.
And what are some of the highlights? I mean, when I was looking at the brochure, there's so much going on.
Certainly our cover program is the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And we have a stellar lineup of Navy men, some who have been writing about Pearl Harbor and know people who have been there. That's going to be a 5-lecture series, and it's going to end on the 7th of December, which is, of course, the date of the attack. As far as the arts are concerned, though, we have also Frida Kahlo and Georgia O'Keeffe, A Living History by Colleen Webster. And Colleen dresses up as these famous artists and becomes them. And that's had a great following. Lots of people have signed up for that, and it's a brand new course. We have a mini med school, which will be focusing on cancer research. That also is a multi-session program, and we will have people from the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Center who will be the professors and who will be giving the lectures. We also have Odyssey on the Go, which is a single-session course, so people can try Odyssey out that way. They don't have to commit themselves to multi-session courses, and of course, they're much cheaper.
So there are all sorts of courses, including the music courses. Can you tell me about some of those?
Listeners of WBJC will be very happy to know that Jonathan Pilevsky will be back with Jed Galen to do a course on one of the Hopkins Symphony concerts, Beethoven's 4th Symphony with Jonathan, and Jed is always popular. James Harp is usually doing an opera course, and I'm going to be standing in for him to do Verdi's Rigoletto, which is on at the Baltimore Concert Opera as well.
And what is the phone number and website for more information?
The phone number is 410-516-8516, and the website is odyssey.jhu.edu.
Douglas Blackstone, director of Odyssey at Johns Hopkins University, has been my guest to talk about the upcoming series. Thank you so much for coming in, Douglas.
My pleasure, Kati. Thank you for asking.